This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. So in this particular situation, I want you to imagine the Prophet ﷺ walking around the masjid, monitoring people's du'as and commenting on the ways that they're supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a Qur'an teacher walking around and checking up on people as they're reciting their Qur'an, making sure that they're reciting it properly. So this is a narration from Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, is commenting on the du'as of other people. So this is a great lesson for us into the do's and don'ts of du'a. So he says that the Prophet ﷺ heard a man supplicating, and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made in his supplication, Allahumma inni as'aluka tamama ni'ma. Oh Allah, I ask you for the completion of a blessing, or the full completion of the blessing. Okay, and ni'ma is the blessing. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, well, what do you mean by that? And he said, it's a supplication that I make that I hope good for by it. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him that indeed from the completion of the ni'mah, the completion of the bounty, is salvation, entering into paradise and protection from the fire. So the Prophet ﷺ was not negating his dua. He was saying, just make sure that you intend by that tamam al-ni'mah, that completion of the bounty, the ultimate bounty, which is salvation, entering into paradise and protection from the fire. Then the Prophet ﷺ walked by another man, and he heard this man calling out, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O possessor of majesty and honor. Which is one of the ways that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to call upon Allah. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O possessor of majesty and honor. So the Prophet ﷺ responded to him and said, you have been responded to, so ask. Then the Prophet ﷺ heard a man making a dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka sabr. O Allah, I ask you for patience. I've gotten asked this question many times. Can I ask Allah for patience? Is it a good thing to ask Allah for patience? So, oh Allah, I ask you for patience. The Prophet ﷺ says, سَأَلْتَ اللَّهَ الْبَلَاءَ, you have asked Allah for hardship, فَسَلْهُ الْعَافِيَ, instead ask Him for ease. There is a lot in this dua, a lot to unpack. You have asked Allah for test and trial, instead ask Him to be spared. How do we reconcile this? Don't we want to be from as-sabirin? Don't we want to be from those who are patient and attain the level of patience? Didn't the Prophet ﷺ say that Allah has never given a servant of His a gift that is more expansive and more comprehensive than a sabr, than patience? So why would the Prophet ﷺ say to this man, don't ask Allah for patience, instead ask Allah for al-afiyah? The Prophet ﷺ was referring to a specific context. It's not about asking Allah for the quality of patience, which is a great quality to have, or the station of the patient, which is a great station to have. But in this situation, when you're going through a hardship, instead of asking Allah to give you patience in the hardship, ask Allah to remove the trial and demonstrate patience in your very being. Instead of asking Allah with a spirit of uncertainty and with a spirit of expectation of hardship and trial, ask Allah with an expectation of good and of ease. And then accept, if trial comes to you, that trial is indeed good and is a form of ease in its full context. So the Prophet ﷺ did not approve of this man making the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka sabr. O Allah, I ask you for patience. Instead, the Prophet ﷺ taught us to ask Allah for afiyah, to ask Allah to be spared, and then to take with grace and patience whatever comes our way. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the quality of sabr and grant us the station of a sabirin. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us al-afiyah, grant us pardon and forgiveness, and allow us to be spared in this life, and grant us the best of this life and the next. Allahumma ameen. Jazakum Allah khayran. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.